The Confederate battle flag is also becoming an issue in the presidential campaign. Candidate George Bush says it's none of his business what South Carolina does about the battle flag. Candidate John McCain has waffled on the question, and Democratic candidates Gore and Bradley have both condemned the flag as a symbol of a racist past. For a perspective on why this flag continues to create controversy, we turn to Charles Reagan Wilson. He's director of the Center for the Study of Southern Culture in Oxford at the University of Mississippi.
It's really a battle that's been fought at least since the 1970s, and it involves the desegregation of the cultural symbols of the South. Just as the South had to desegregate its schools and its lunch counters, beginning in the 1970s, there was an effort to try to desegregate, in a sense, the symbols. This protest in South Carolina that's become a political issue is really the end result of a long movement among African Americans to challenge the appropriateness of those Confederate symbols as public symbols of Southern states, and the efforts of white Southerners, not all white Southerners, but some white Southerners, to champion those symbols as continuing to have meaning in terms of their identity.
Why do you think South Carolina adopted the battle flag relatively late? It was on the centenary of the Civil War, 1962. What was the message of doing it that late, do you think?
Well, it coincided with the civil rights effort to desegregate the South, and the more open display of them from being private symbols into public symbols often has correlated with times of high racial tension in the South. In the 1890s, the state of Mississippi added the Confederate battle flag to its state flag at a time when Mississippi was leading the South in establishing Jim Crow segregation laws. In the 1950s, at a time of civil rights protests, the state of Georgia added the Confederate battle flag to its state flag, again a time of racial tension. 1962 was this convergence of celebrating the Civil War, which in the South at that point still meant celebrating the white Confederacy, and the convergence of that with a very active period of the Civil Rights Movement.
There have been some people talk about how they understand how the South would wish to honor its heritage in monument and memory, I think is the phrase, but that there is a difference between a civic display, like the flag over the state capitol, and the flag on your shirt or the flag on your bumper. Do you think there's a difference?
I think there is. The issue is really about the public display of symbols that are supposed to speak for the whole society, that are supposed to speak for the whole community. I don't know of anyone who really challenges the right of individuals to honor that Confederate flag as a symbol of their heritage, of their ancestors. And for many white Southerners, that flag is a symbol of family, of ancestors who, whatever the cause, fought, they believe, honorably and want to honor that. So that the whole Confederate era, the whole Civil War era, will not be forgotten. But you can do that in museums. The issue is really the appropriateness of a symbol that was formed in the mid-19th century in a very different cultural context. The appropriateness of that as a symbol to continue flying over public institutions that are paid for by the tax money of everyone in the society.
There's also a lot of speculation that the New South is what will eventually kill off this kind of public symbol of the Confederacy, that the New South is about getting ahead and bringing business south and allowing Southerners to prosper in a sort of a new world. And this flag is getting in the way.
The new ideology of the South is not white supremacy at all. It's economic development, and it sweeps everything away in front of it. And I think that there needs to be some constructive compromise by moderates, business people, others, but don't simply do away with the whole memory of the Civil War, but reinterpret it as a time on the ongoing journey of Southern whites and blacks to try to make a common society in which they can jointly live constructive lives.
Professor Wilson, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Charles Reagan Wilson is director of the Center for the Study of Southern Culture at the University of Mississippi in Oxford, and we reached him there.